Recorded Books presents Reclamation, Rogue Stars Book 3 by Jamie Castle, narrated by James Patrick Cronin and Mark Thompson. Malik, 1. I still couldn't believe after everything we'd been through my heart was still thumping, or that I had limbs, or that my head was still attached to my neck. I mean, I should have died plenty of times before I ever got stuck on the wrong side of a wormhole, but that stuff doesn't count. That was a lifetime ago. Somehow, against every odd, I didn't die on Phobos. But we were stranded so far away from home that our grandchildren's grandchildren would die of old age before leaving the Rogue Stars and reaching Centridium space. And what did any of that have to do with me doing 100 clicks an hour across the desert in a Bantam? Looking over to the driver's seat, Calvo, my Breacher Marine brother from another mother, had the accelerator pegged as hard as he could without flipping us over a sand dune. Pulling up the ass end, another Marine, Rivas, had full control of a crew-served machine gun, ready to do someone dirty as soon as we got into position. Truth be told, running hot in the back of an all-terrain armored vehicle like the Bantam sure felt good after having spent so much time rebuilding the stuff we'd had to smash. Getting out under the Phobos sun, the clean air slapping us in the face as we proceeded to our next objective, I liked it. It had been a long few months since the big crash, and we hoped that each mission would bring us to the level of chill we'd been looking forward to for a long time. A light tap on my shoulder had me reaching for the activator situated at the top of my plate carrier. Our particular model of the Bantam had the doors removed, so keeping comms lit all the way was a pain in the ears at this speed. Better to hit the push-to-talk button when we all needed to use our words. "What's up, Nora?" I asked. Nora was also a former Breacher Marine, head-shaved, eyes wide as a full moon. She was a crack-shot sniper. She was the type I was glad to have on our side. She handed me the battle board, which was essentially just an armored data tablet you could stick to your kit. Situational markers and the mapping software had us just about to the target location. I handed it back, showing her an enthusiastic thumbs up. The Marines surrounding me had all been in the same unit when the Lenzabin government captured them during a failed raid. Sentenced to re-education, Major Sergeant Calvo's entire team had been shipped off to the most remote prison space station in the Lenzab Collective. PS-12. Purgatory. They'd spent almost a year there, resisting the government's attempt to take colonial marine freedom fighters and turn them into good socialist citizens, when I showed up. As for me, I was never a Marine. My father was a big muckety-muck in the old collective and forbade me from military service. He wanted his son to follow in his footsteps. Yeah, good luck with that, Pops. So, I escaped my life of privilege and joined the colonial militia, fighting to be free of Lenzabin control. It wasn't long before someone realized I had a knack for unconventional warfare and sent me off to become a Ranger Scout Commando. Dubbed the Ransackers, our usual gig was to orbital drop onto a planet and make a mess of anything with a Lenzabin label on it. I got real good at the guerrilla stuff, too. So good, I was recruited by a coalition of anti-Lenzabin colonies to become a sort of special agent. My job became something like you'd see in an action vid. I was the lone operator deployed to places conventional forces couldn't go because I always looked the part. That eventually led to my purposeful capture and imprisonment on the same remote prison station with the densest military prisoner population in the galaxy. My job was to get in, distract everyone with my usual flavor of hijinks, then wait for my friend, Rican Lasara, to show up with his colonial militia pals and a company of Ransacker scouts. If everything went according to plan, which it didn't, Lasara was to liberate the prisoners, giving him a fresh infusion of several thousand new recruits with an axe to grind with the collective, and I would do my thing and fade away when the job was done. It was safe to say the job ain't done. Calvo swatted at the epic black beard he wore as a matter of pride when some kind of bug native to the planet got caught up in the thick, bushy tangle. However, he didn't let this little side problem deter him from putting us back on course and cresting the next sand dune to what we were calling the Serpentine Valley.
"Got a little something in your beard," Rivas mocked.
"Yeah, I'm saving it for later."
On this side of the desert, there were four immense rivers that fed from a mountain lake and dumped into the ocean a few hundred clicks away. Not only did the pristine rivers glisten in the sun, the jade palms and scrub brush that littered the lush valley made it seem like something alive when the wind blew through. Like four giant serpents fighting off the desert sands, hence the name. Our target was the second most eastern river valley, Ransacker scout flyovers in Zetatross shuttles. which...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?